This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The first Northwest Colorado Energy Summit brought experts in the energy field to Craig for a two-day gathering. Former Moffat County Commissioner Ray Beck says the mission of the summit is to advocate, communicate, and educate about options for energy.
We're informing and educating the public, elected officials both on the state side and the local side, industry, community leaders, business leaders, and so on and so forth, and planting seeds of opportunity because now is the time.
The power plants and coal mines in Moffat County and Colorado have been mandated to shut down. Former U.S. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhard was a speaker. United States Representative for Colorado District 3 Lauren Boebert came by the Energy Summit Saturday afternoon. Her opponent in the most recent election, Adam Frisch, attended both days of the summit. Local and statewide leaders also attended the Energy Summit in Craig. The Water Department for the City of Craig starting their annual flushing of fire hydrants today. It will happen Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Craig for the next 6 weeks. Aerial spraying for mosquitoes in the town of Hayden starts tonight after 8 o'clock. Those sprayings are always contingent upon wind and weather conditions. Lift Up's Rocket Pack Summer Lunch Program starts today. This is for school-age kids in Rout County. Reach out to the Lift Up Food Bank to see if you qualify. The feeding program for the Moffat County School District provides one free breakfast or lunch per day for kids ages 1 to 18. That's Monday through Friday at the Boys and Girls Club in Craig. Sandrock Elementary also has some options. There's a flyer. It's on our website. 25 Sirocco FFA students are headed to Pueblo this week for the Colorado State FFA Agricultural Education Convention. Carmen Anarella is the vice president of the Sirocco FFA chapter in Oak Creek.
We come from a small town in Northwest Colorado, so it's huge that we have so much representation at the state contest, but we're just incredibly blessed here to have the program that we have and the resources we have to be so successful.
In results from the Steamboat Marathon Sunday, Zachary Alhamra from Murray, Utah won, with Mark Myers of Steamboat finishing second. Steamboat Stephen Boyton won the half marathon. In the 10K, Sumner Cotton of Steamboat was first. Xavier Knott of Steamboat finished third. Cody Ingalls from Hayden High School was named most valuable player in Friday's 8-man Colorado All-State football game. The Steamboat boys lacrosse team has received some statewide honors. First, head coach Brian Rogers is the 4A Western Slope coach of the year. Finn Rogers, first team All-State and Conference Player of the Year. There's a long list. You'll find it on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.